Hey everybody, Josh Searson of World Alternative Media here, and there are serious attacks going on throughout the world on free speech. As we know, there have been mounting accounts of restrictions by governments around the world, especially in the UK right now, and France, of course, regarding your right to basically make jokes, say things that are offensive. Basically, they're calling everything a hate crime. We've been talking about this for many years, but it's getting dramatically worse, as this out of Modernity says. Report: Scottish police trained to target actors and comedians under hate crime laws. Training materials claim threatening and abusive material can be communicated through public performance. They are going after Scottish people big time right now, as there are these new hate crime laws that are set to be activated next month. We're going to go into some of that, as well as what's happening in other parts of the world. Of course, we know about the recent story of people getting arrested for simply posting a sticker on a post. I mean, this guy has just been sentenced to 2 years in prison over an anti-immigration sticker, which was pretty tame. I mean, the anti-immigration sticker just basically said that we're going to be minorities by this year, by this I think it was like 2036 or something like that. And it turned into this huge legal battle, which pushed this guy behind bars. I mean, there is no freedom anymore. They passed a restriction in France just recently that said that you cannot criticize the vaccines. They're trying to do the same thing in Canada right now. And they're also restricting people based on hate crime laws at a huge extent in Canada. And you'd be surprised how much is going on in the United States as well, and the FBI's involvement and the CIA's involvement and Mossad's involvement. And remember, you can't criticize Israel unless you're a leftist with a mask. But then if you're a leftist with a mask, you cannot criticize trans people or gay people or COVID vaccines or whatever it might be. They're creating a situation that is unsustainable, meant to collapse, modern civilization and force us into a gulag of thought crimes based on, CBDCs with social credit, carbon credits, etc. So we are going to go into that and more today, my friends. I think it's extremely important to dig up these most recent stories and where that's going. Before we do, I urge people to check those links below. Our free speech is at risk because we've been bankrupt for a while. I'm in Istanbul right now, saving money after I gave up my house because, again, we don't have any money. So any help is very much appreciated. Thank you to those who've donated thus far. You guys are absolutely amazing. We've been in a lot of debt. We've had legal troubles and everything lately, and it's people like you that help keep us alive. So I want to thank all of you so much who have donated. So again, that's gogetfunding.com. We have Patreon, Subscribestar, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. Also on top of that, we have links in the description for heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. You can get organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off, as well as you get free shipping in the United States. This is extremely important. It's one of the number one ways that you can help save yourself in the face of the Great Reset. So you aren't dependent on their CBDCs with social credit and carbon credits later on for your Bill Gates ration food with bugs and mRNA in it. This is a way to prepare yourself. So I urge people to take that extremely seriously, my friends. Now, I'm going to get into the story. I do have a really bad cold right now here in Istanbul, so bear with me. I'm doing my best. It's been the last couple months, it's been nonstop. It just comes and goes. So, it's a lot of stress and travel. So that I believe that's a big part of it. Anyway, let's get into this. Modernity says, report: Scottish police trained to target actors and comedians under hate crime laws. Training materials claim threatening and abusive material can be communicated through public performance. As the article goes into, it says police in Scotland are being trained to target actors and comedians under new hate crime laws set to be activated next month, reports the Herald, citing leaked police documents. So they are ready to go for the throat. When you go to a pub in Scotland, you never expect this level of cuckery. But of course, this is what happens when you hail a government in general. At a collectivism begets collectivism always, and it always grows, and you end up with this Stasi police type situation. It says police told to target comics under new hate crime law. Yeah, well, they show Ricky Gervais at the top. I wonder, he's like pretty far leftist, but I wonder how far he'll get in the face of this. This is only going to set in many cases, comics and entertainers against the leftist censorship gulag and racket. I think it's going to be important that we see all these people on the left suddenly get canceled after years of people on the right getting canceled. And now, and of course, that's a paradigm, but the point is, it is the case. They've gone from one side to another in order to, you know, manipulate the system and get the left to support censorship while, you know, now they're getting attacked, obviously, in huge numbers for saying things that were totally okay to say 5 years ago. They are the purveyors now, the government, that is, of what is allowed to be said. This is Logan's Run. This is, you know, Soylent Green. This is Brazil, 1984, etc. Training materials obtained by the outlet state that content deemed to be threatening and abusive under the hate crime and public order can be communicated through public performance of a play. Wow, that's absolutely insane. This is a leaked photo of police training materials in Scotland on how to enforce new hate crime laws. It basically says anyone posting or sharing or even performing anything deemed to be offensive can be targeted. Well, the offensive to who? So I'm sure you can attack Christianity, and I'm sure you can do that kind of stuff. You can't say anything against Israel. You can't do things like, you know, the Book of Mormon by the creators of South Park. You can't do that kind of stuff then. So this really obviously stands out as a pick and choose kind of thing. A slide from the leaked training material titled Stirring Up Hatred also lists protected characteristics, including age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, and transgender identity. So considering this, if you say, well, a part of Christianity is that, you know, transhumanism is bad and, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah and all that kind of stuff, the transgender identity is wrong. Then which one do they pick? They say you can't say anything bad about religion, but what if the religion says something bad about transgender ideology or sexual orientation and in an age? Like, you can't say that's an old woman or that's a young kid. I mean, they're morphing everything into one giant blob right now. And of course, you know, if you're Jewish, I'm sure you can say anything you want about transgender ideology because that is part of the religion. But you know, if you are Christian or Muslim, I'm sure you're going to get in a lot of trouble for going in that direction. That's just the way it has been. And I'm not saying this to be divisive on one side or the other. It's just reality. Look at how the media is engineering this right now. It says, in other words, under First Minister Humza Yousaf's new law, any performer who, for example, misgenders trans people, jokes about race, religion, or even criticizes migrants can potentially be prosecuted. Wow. The training material further states that even those forwarding or sharing material deemed to be hateful can also be targeted under the law. Now, this reminds me a lot of what we saw in Canada with people just literally sharing posts from the trucker page during the anti-vaccine uprising in Canada. They were getting arrested. They had police showing up at their door. They were ending up with their bank account closed down. I mean, this has already been happening in a lot of places. So that needs to be understood before, you know, we can see where this is going next. We need to look at the past here. They've been prepping us for this for a long time. It says, it states the different ways in which a person may communicate material to another person are by displaying, publishing, or distributing material, for example, on a sign, excuse me, on the internet through websites, blogs, podcasts, social media, etc., either directly or by forwarding or repeating material that originates from a third party through printed media, such as magazine publications or leaflets. I mean, this is beyond insane, but not, it shouldn't really surprise anyone. We all knew it was going in this direction. So essentially, retweeting a Dave Chappelle or Ricky Gervais skit like the one below could land you with a hate crime charge in Scotland. Yeah, well, this is exactly true. This is exactly where they're aiming. So it's guilt by association as well. Not that the first person is even guilty. It's just that they decide everyone is guilty that isn't us. So, you know, anyone that correlates with that maybe anti-narrative view of in comedy, because comedy is supposed to be offensive because it's a way to scrape at the truth, then they too are thought criminals. I mean, this is insane. Excuse me. Again, I have a cough. Commenting on the training material, Shadow Justice Secretary Russell Findlay said, and I quote, "If this is genuine Police Scotland training material, It appears to be at odds with the legislation, which excludes plays from its scope. This revelation adds to a widespread concerns about Humza Yousaf's hate crime law and needs to be explained. Finley added that, and I quote, the Scottish conservatives remain committed to binning this dangerous law, which threatens free speech and risks causing chaos for hardworking police officers. I can only imagine, kind of like with the vaccine passports. It says the Scottish Daily Express previously reported that police had been given mandatory training in how to deal with alleged hate crimes, including a question asking, and I quote, a high profile male politician who is a strong supporter of the LGBT community is abused in the street during campaigning and called a deviant. What aggravators would be recorded for this crime? The multiple choice answers provided were disability, physical impairment, racial dash white, Scottish, transgender identity, female to male or sexual orientation or a gay man. The Scottish government, led by Yousaf, has also floated proposals to publish parents who refuse to accept their children identifying as transgender with up to 7 years in jail under a separate new law. I mean, this is beyond crazy. The fact that this is being accepted in Scotland tells you everything you need to know about the place that Scotland is in right now. We all knew it was going in that direction with, you know, their views on the COVID restrictions. We all knew which direction they were going in when they decided that they didn't want to leave the European Union, though, of course, they're part of the UK, so therefore they did. But nonetheless, they still have higher relations with the EU. They, you know, this is exactly the kind of, I mean, they've created a culture of guilt in Scotland, even though they have nothing to really be guilty about. They have been a strong culture for a very, very, very long time, and they're being invaded essentially by, you know, this deep state apparatus, which is allowing them to crumble at the seams because they're a very, you know, historically nationalist country. The way you destroy the Western civilization is make them feel bad about themselves and destroy their own cultural identity in order to cater to others that don't mix with theirs. And that's not me attacking those others. It's just that, you know, the same goes if I wanted to move to Saudi Arabia. I wouldn't mix with them. They wouldn't really like it. In a lot of cases, they like people going on vacation. They don't want a bunch of people like me going and living there because, you know, I don't follow their ideology all the way. So again, it's just, if everyone else in the world is like that, why is it that in Scotland and the UK and the US and Canada and much of Europe, people are like, oh, we can't go there. We have to support, everyone coming in. I support everyone voluntarily coming in. I don't support the US government bombing countries and then taking the refugees from that bombing and putting it in their own country all out of the purpose of order out of chaos. That is what they're doing. They create an agenda. And then, you know, it's a Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, repeat for eternity. And this out of LifeSite News, it says 40 days for life group determined to stand firm in Scotland against threats to free speech. The Scottish government is attempting to enshrine buffer zone laws with its abortion service bill, but vigil participants remain undeterred. They want to put these people in prison simply for standing up for what they believe as Christians. So as soon as the Catholics of Scotland heard that 40 days for life was coming to town, they began to ask Rose, what do you need and how can I help? Despite never having heard of 40 Days for Life, Rose had volunteered to lead its first ever vigil in Glasgow. She had long believed the Scottish pro-life movement should deepen their prayer life as their first port of call in waging the spiritual battle against the ever-increasing abortion rates in Scotland. Rose had traveled the pro-life road of being a volunteer counselor in a lay Catholic crisis pregnancy support group for 15 years as her children grew up to then becoming a professional political lobbyist. All this provided her with a front row seat to what has come to be known as a culture of death. She witnessed a lot of moral erosion of Scottish society and all that. And I want to skip forward that they are now going after them big time. People that are going to these protests are then being considered hate criminals for standing up for babies. I don't want to read this whole article. It's really long. I'm sure you could find it over at LifeSite News. But this is something that, I mean, we got to this point where the people said, you have the right to protest, but you know, you don't, that's as far as it goes. Then during the COVID stuff, you don't really have a right to protest unless you're Black Lives Matter or one of these things. If you're 12 people that say that I don't want, lockdowns or vaccine passports, you're going to jail. If you're 1,000 people burning down buildings and, you know, people's home businesses, and I remember seeing, you know, townhouses with old ladies in the window as their buildings on fire, as Black Lives Matter is burning their places, that's okay, according to the narrative. It's insane. And it's really meant to be insane. It's meant to be backwards compared to everything else. It's supposed to be literal Orwellian doublethink. It's the opposite of what they claim. And that was kind of the erosion. And now we have this. And they are just openly saying, we don't think protest is good anymore. We want to get rid of it. UK right-wing British activist Sam Melia sentenced to 2 years in prison over anti-immigration stickers, which literally just said things like we will be a minority in by like 2036 or something like that. Nothing crazy. And he's considered a hate criminal now. We cannot live in a society where this is accepted. So again, that is where we're heading. Elon Musk reveals Twitter had FBI portal that auto-deleted all comms after 2 weeks. He added that the move struck him as a FOIA violation, a Freedom of Information Act violation, because he shouldn't be able to delete orderly things after 2 weeks. So there's two sides to this. Elon Musk is definitely part of the problem. He wants you to put a brain chip implant in your head that's connected to a mesh network that's connected to the Pentagon, that is also connected to, you know, self-driving cars that could drive you to a gulag and stop you from shooting your way out because they're bulletproof. And then, of course, all on one giant platform that he wants to make a bank, a social media platform, which has all your messages for years, which you should be able to permanently delete. But now this issue comes in where it's also a problem from the other side of it, which is that the FBI has this portal to auto delete, you know, all these things. So again, this shows that the government is in bed with social media. It's part of social media. It's part of the slow incremental push towards, first of all, distraction, and then, of course, social credit, which social media has always been about, to be tied to bank accounts and CBDCs, etc. So you have no escape from this situation, and they can get you on thought crimes and things that you believe that aren't, you know, by the narrative. They can shut you down, shut down your bank account, give you a low social credit score, which I think everyone watching, including myself, definitely, we're going to have a really bad social credit score. And they're already putting out these social credit scores across the board on a lot of bank accounts, as well as carbon credit scores. It says report reveals Google has interfered in U.S. elections for 16 years. Well, no kidding. The Google is its own government, but it's part of Mossad and the CIA, which is what created it. And what does that lead us to think? Well, of course, it was just a new version of how the CIA manipulated media, which it has as long as it's existed. So there's no shock there. No one should be shocked that this is happening. I mean, come on, it's Google. it's freaking Google. Okay, so Information Liberation says, New York Times, the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome, says the New York Times. I mean, these people are getting to the point where they're normalizing things and laughing in our face. And the people that read the New York Times generally just repeat what they say without ever actually having original thoughts. So you're going to have people going, well, it's kind of awesome. Well, we need it because, you know, whatever. I remember, sorry. I remember years ago wearing a Big Brother is Watching You shirt to a family get together. And one of my family members looked at my shirt and said, good, I'm glad he's watching, because we need to make sure that there's no terrorism and bad people in the world and stuff. He needs to watch all of us. So Big Brother needs to watch all of us. I'm like, what the hell? And a lot of my family members were like, that's weird. But some of them were also like, no, that's stupid. But others were like, well, maybe to an extent. And it started an argument, and I try to stay out of arguments and family get-togethers. In fact, one of the many reasons I haven't been to one in many years. But the point is that people actually think like that. Like, I have family members that think like that. I have family members that wanted me to be arrested and thrown in prison if I dared to go against quarantine in 2020, which, of course, I did on the regular. So the point is, you know, this is the mentality that people actually have and have had for years. It's now just coming to light to a much more dangerous degree as we actually get laws in that punish us and call us you know, hate speech for saying things that are against the establishment, no matter what it is, because they get to dictate what hate speech is. You have Don Lemon saying that we need some moderation on censorship or on free speech, which means censorship, which means it's not free speech, because free speech is supposed to be something that's unpopular. That's the whole point of being able to speak it. But now we have the, you know, New York Times just saying and blurting out, we need to, you know, censor people. We need to have a deep state that is like controlling all the governments around the world and forcing us into enslavement. Oh, great. Restricting freedoms may be necessary to fight climate change, German Ethics Council says. That's out of Zero Hedge. This is where we're at, my friends. And this is why we've been fighting so long here at World Alternative Media to try and wake people up about the issues of censorship. I mean, I've been talking about this since 2006. I know some of you probably longer. Some of you might be new to it. The point is, this is how they're incrementally, you know, pushing this. It's not just about free speech on what you're able to post on Facebook or what you're able to post on X or what you're able to do at a protest. It goes further than that. It's that it'll be a censorship of money. So you won't be able to access your money. You won't be able to access the things you need to survive in the future. Food, all that kind of stuff will be based on ration, based on what you say or do not say and what you support or do not support. That is where this is going, 100%. And that is one of the biggest issues to me, is that it's not just a one, you know, issue thing. It's not just over here and a little bit over here. It's a whole vast array of things. You won't be able to access anything in your life if they continue on with this move into censorship. I mean, you know, people think, well, I don't post anything on social media anyway. Okay, well, when you don't get an injection and you don't have, and you eat too much meat and you fly on a plane and under the carbon tax, it censors you from eating food because of it. And because all your money's in a bank account and you know, the only way you can access it is digitally. I mean, it's the same thing. It's another level of censorship. And that is what is being aimed for right now and what will eventually happen to some degree, depending on how much each individual like yourself out there has actually prepared and actually been able to, you know, mitigate. But you have to mitigate those things before they happen, not after they happen, because it's, you can't be inside looking out. You're going to be caged in. You have to be outside looking in ahead of time so that you can get the key to get out once you're put in the cage. Again, this is one of the most important things to me. So, you know, in the face of censorship and the upcoming, you know, major restrictions, as usual, I'm going to end this off by letting people know: food, water, shelter, self-defense. You're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block. Gold and silver, in my opinion, not investment advice. Privacy coins and stuff like that help you with the banking system. This is very important. Heavensharvest.com, link below. For long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, there's organic kits, there's heirloom seeds, there's water filtration and storage, there's books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you save 5%. And of course, you get free shipping in the U.S. This is like, again, if they're censoring you through your ability to buy foods in the future, which they openly say they're going to do, then this is a way to make sure that they can't do that. You have a year or 2 years or 5 years of food. What are they going to be able to do as far as food rations for you, where they're going to be giving you poisonous foods? You have organic foods and non-GMO foods. This is a way to actually survive. So again, that's code WAM, W-A-M. And remember, food is was a first currency on Earth. So you can pay over time with Afterpay on this. But again, this isn't about, you know, oh, well, it's cost money. It's actually way cheaper than most places, considering how much you're actually getting for it, how big the actual servings are. And on top of that, the fact that you're investing in food, which you won't be able to get in the future if you have your own opinions. Another reason I've been telling people to go over to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult and schedule an appointment and a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez. You have to specifically look for the link in the description where it's Mark Gonzalez, because he's an amazing person. He's been trying to help save people from the New World Order, from the central banking system. And you can buy physical gold and silver there. You can roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. And you get a complimentary investor package. If you put in the comments when you sign up with him, you just tell him that you found him on WAM or World Alternative Media. That definitely helps. But again, there's solutions out there. There's so many solutions out there. It just comes down to all of you watching, actually doing something about it. This helps you, you know, evade the CBDC system, which is the main apparatus that is to enslave humanity. So we must actually get out of that system as fast as we can. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Of course, you could use code Josh, JOSH, and save money on this. This is life-saving, in my opinion, and I like to take it as much as I can. Right now I'm traveling. It's a little bit difficult, but nonetheless, very important going forward. Make sure to also check out madtravnutrition.com, linked in the description. Again, use code Josh over there. You could get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You get Manuka honey. You get, of course, mushroom tinctures. This stuff is very important. Again, that's code Josh, JOSH. Battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you don't depend on the government grid, which you can find over at Lion Energy, linked in the description. With our link, you save money and you get free shipping and 100% money back guarantee. So again, all these things are really important. I'm not able to bring up the page for Wild Pastures while I'm in Turkey, so I urge people to go and check out our link for Wild Pastures, where you could get, you know, non-mRNA, non-GMO meats, including beef, pork, chicken, fish, you know, delivered to your door, temperature controlled. However you want to customize it, it's there from 48 U.S. states. Again, you support your local farmer, you save money, and you get high quality products there. So check that out. And finally, make sure to check out our GoGetFunding.com campaigns. Again, we literally could not survive without you guys. So thank you so much for everything. We gave up our home and we are currently in Turkey saving money in Istanbul for a while. So those of you that want to help support us, we truly, truly, truly appreciate it. We could not survive without any of you guys. And again, sharing and liking all that stuff helps too. But we have GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribe, Star. We have a Bitcoin address. We have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you can donate in if you please, including privacy coins. And of course, you can find our Teespring store linked below as well for merchandise. As always, you can go and find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, where, of course, we were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, I really appreciate everyone watching. Until next time, live by example, live freely. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.